This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Purdue University President Meng Chang made it official Wednesday. South Korea-based semiconductor chipmaker SK Hynix plans to establish a nearly $4 billion advanced packaging fabrication and R&D facility for microelectronics in West Lafayette. Plans call for a 430,000-square-foot facility on 90 acres at the Purdue Research Park, and the project is expected to create up to 800 jobs by 2030. That number could grow to more than 1,000, Purdue said. In return, the state is offering an incentive package of almost $700 million, making it the largest economic development deal in Indiana history. The company plans to begin mass production in the second half of 2028, according to the university. Governor Eric Holcomb will join executives from Switzerland-based drug maker Novartis today to mark the grand opening of the company's $100 million facility in Indianapolis. The 70,000-square-foot facility near Indianapolis International Airport will be used to make Pluvicto, which treats advanced-stage prostate cancer for patients who have run out of treatment options. The facility, which already has more than 150 employees, is only the second location in the U.S. for Novartis to produce radioligand therapies, or RLTs. A recreational vehicle manufacturer in northern Indiana is making a workforce reduction. Our partners at Fox Michiana report Napanee-based Newmar Corporation has eliminated positions at its campus, though a specific number of jobs was not given. The company said it was making the layoffs due to a drop in customer demand, dealer inventory levels, and other business considerations. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Ray Fraser is a co-founder of South Bend-based Vital View Technologies, which has developed a product that serves as a heart rate, respiratory rate, and blood pressure monitor for hospital and home use. In a Q&A for our South Bend Elkhart Region Report newsletter, Fraser talked about the challenges of being a Black founder in the tech scene.
There's Black in tech, then there's a Black being in healthcare, which gets even smaller, and then you talk about Black in med tech. And now you're really, really, really tiny. So I would say having peers to like even like say speak to that's been a little bit, you know, of a challenge just because the group is, you know, so small. You figure out ways to overcome those kind of like say situations. I always like look at things as, okay, if I could, you know, be the first, this can potentially open up doors for others. And if there's not an example set, try to set the example, you know, try to always take a positive spin on things.
You can read the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. Ohio-based The Andersons announced this week it is establishing a distribution center in the Hoosier Heartland Industrial Park in Delphi. Financial details of the project are not being disclosed, but the company said the new distribution center will replace a nearby facility. The Andersons, which describes itself as a diversified company rooted in agriculture, said in a news release it has entered into a long-term lease for the 51,000-square-foot facility, which is expected to be operational by the end of the year. The company said the distribution center will support its cob and paper-based products such as bedding, litter, liners, and recovery pads used in the lab, pet, and industrial markets. IU President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.